The last few miles of the route before it empties into the lake is a popular stretch to fish for trout and salmon, but on this day, Racine resident Mike Larry is just relaxing and trying to hook a catfish or carp.
It's peaceful out here, you know. It's a good water, good body of water out here, and a lot of fun.
Larry says he hasn't heard much about Waukesha's plan to send 8 million gallons of treated wastewater down the route every day, but he says the proposal bears watching. Some politicians and others in Racine are already doing that and voicing their concerns.
So we're in an area now that the city's redeveloping and calling Machinery Row.
A little closer to the lake, State Representative Corey Mason stands outside a dilapidated former engine plant on riverfront property that Mason says is now ready to be redeveloped. The Racine Democrat says the city and the developer plan to spend at least $65 million on the project, and Mason doesn't want treated wastewater, literally fouling things.
It just doesn't seem fair, really, that we're doing everything we can to revitalize the river, and Waukesha upstream, they're able to put their discharge, their treated sewage, into the river. And we're worried about what it means for the health of the river, but also the viability of big economic development projects like this.
The route in Racine is not pristine. It's impaired by long-ago industrial discharges and by upstream farm and road runoff in Racine and Milwaukee counties. But Representative Mason says there's a plan to clean up that pollution, which he says would also help Lake Michigan. That would be on top of earlier efforts to boost lakeside recreation near the mouth of the river. Gulls hover and cry above North Beach, which has been cleaned up over the last 15 years and won a national award. Todd Brennan of the Root Pike Watershed Initiative Network says it's finally reached the point where school children have only heard good things about the 2,500 feet of shoreline.
That was a critical moment where you have an entire generation of students who grow up knowing exactly what it means to have their expectations met at the beach. It's clean, it's healthy, it's a place for them to come, to enjoy.
Brennan says that's all at risk if Waukesha sends wastewater down the Root River and it starts flowing north along the lake. 30 miles to the northwest, Waukesha is not buying Racine's concerns. Instead, these workers are helping upgrade Waukesha's sewage treatment plant. The plant handles the current discharge of water to the Fox River and perhaps within a few years the former lake water to the Root. Waukesha Water Utility General Manager Dan Dukniak says the treated water his city would pipe to a riverside pumping station in Franklin would not harm Racine's economic development.
There's going to be no partially treated sewage, no raw sewage that's going to be going down the Root River. You know, the only water that can make it to the return flow pump station would be fully treated. That would be of the highest quality.
And Dukniak says if the federal government would ever set standards for treatment of pharmaceuticals and viruses that make it into wastewater, Waukesha would follow that law too. He says the extra flow of water down the Root River would improve fishing and tourism for Racine during drier months. But Racine Mayor John Dickert won't rule out a lawsuit to block the return flow plan. Dickert says he'll do everything he can to protect his city and its river. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.